How are you, alumni? This is Rabbi Grossman. I would just like to speak to you for a few moments about the upcoming holiday of Purim. This Motzei Shabbos, we start the holiday of Purim. And as you know, there are four mitzvos midrabanan on the day. And they are listening to the Megillah both on Motzei Shabbos and on Sunday, sometime during the day. The idea of giving mishloach manos, to give at least two ready-to-eat foods to one person. The idea of matanos le'avyonim, the idea of giving money to the poor. You have to give money to two different poor people. And then finally, the mitzvah of sudas parim, the idea of eating the meal. For which one of these four mitzvos are we obligated to spend the most amount of money? So one might think it's going to be for mishloach manos because of the fact that we want to be able to show friendship to so many different people. But the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Megillah in Perek Beis, Halacha Yitzayin, tells us the following important idea, and that is, Mutav la'adam laharbos b'matanos le'avyonim, it's better for a person to spend more money for matanos le'avyonim, for money to distribute to the poor, milaharbos b'su'udaso, more than spending money for his meal, u'mishloach manos le'reyav, or for giving mishloach manos. Why? Why is it more important to spend more money for matanos levionim? So the Rambam concludes, she'ein sham simcha gedola, because of the fact that there's no greater joy that one can experience in this world, ela l'sameach lev aniyim v'yisomim v'almanos v'gerim, more than helping out those that are poor, that are unfortunate, those people that are, God forbid, yisomim, their orphans, the almanos, their widows, or their geirim, or their converts, and they don't have what to take care of themselves. The Rambam ends that anybody who is able to do this is going to be dome l'shchina. They are going to be compared to God himself, just like God helps others, so too we are obligated to help out others. And believe it or not, this concept is connected to last week's Parsha, to Parsha's Truma. The beginning of Parsha's Truma says, V'yikhu li Truma, that you're supposed to take for me Truma. And Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zecher Tzadik Lebracha, in his Dorash Moshe, asks, why did God use the word V'yikhu, that you should take? He really should have used the word that you should give Truma. And Rav Moshe answers in his brilliance that what happens is that the Yetzahara sometimes tells us that, yeah, I'm going to give charity, but I'm only giving charity because of the fact that it's a mitzvah, because of the fact that it's an obligation. Rav Moshe said, what should we strive for? We should strive to be able to defeat our Yetzahara and to give. Why? Because of the fact that it is the right thing to do. And that's what Purim is really trying to teach us. Yes, we should spend money for mishloach manos. Yes, we should spend money for the seuda, but the most money we should spend for is for matanos levyonim, because of the fact that we should be dome l'shchina, we should be compared to God himself, helping out those who are less fortunate. And if we can do that, we can v'yikhu, we can take away from our yetzahara, and we should only be able to follow our yetzer tov, our good inclination, and our good inclination is to do the right thing at all times. Hopefully we should take this message of Purim, not only for Purim, but to carry it with us for the entire year.